Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A U.S.-China summit as tensions increase.
There's little substitute to face-to-face discussions.
A deadly shooting at the University of Virginia.
UVA President Jim Ryan described him as one of ours.
And Ukraine's president joins celebrations in Kherson.
Ukrainian troops are being mobbed in jubilation.
Good morning. I'm Cammy McCormick.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Bali, Indonesia, with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden sat here for the first time since taking office with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, a face-to-face meeting with high stakes at a low point in relations.
We share responsibility, in my view, to show that China and the United States can manage our differences.
Differences, including America's view that China's been too aggressive toward Taiwan, too controlling of shipping and fishing in the South China Sea, and too unwilling to be more critical of Russia in its war on Ukraine. As the meeting began heading into Monday evening here in Indonesia, Xi made a point of noting how U.S.-China relations have soured.
This is not the fundamental interest of our two countries and peoples, and it is not what the international community expects us.
The president was expected to bring up North Korea, which has been firing long-range missiles and is believed to be preparing its seventh nuclear test. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Beijing has influence there, and we want to see him use that influence to try to steer things into a better course.
Xi was expected to raise the recent ban on exports to China of U.S.-made microchips. Mr. Biden is expected to hold a news conference after the meeting here in Bali. Cammy?
Three people have been killed and two others wounded in a shooting late yesterday at the University of Virginia. Police were still searching for the suspect. Dan Schutte of our Charlottesville, Virginia affiliate WCAV is at the campus.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are looking for a suspect they've identified as Chris Darnell Jones Jr. Campus police warned students of a shooting through their emergency network last night. That happened at around 10:45 p.m. They received reports of shots fired at an on-campus parking garage. Minutes later, authorities ordered a shelter in place at the grounds of the university and the surrounding community and said a massive search with multiple agencies was underway after identifying the suspect as Jones. In an email to the campus community, the school's president said, quote, I am holding the victims, their families, and all members of the University of Virginia community in my heart today, and we will make plans to come together as a community to grieve as soon as the suspect is apprehended. The president said in an email that those are injured are receiving medical treatment. Classes are canceled today.
There was a deadly weekend bombing in Istanbul, Turkey. Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Phone footage captured the moment of the blast on a crowded shopping street in downtown Istanbul. Terrified pedestrians ran for their lives. First responders found six people beyond help, more than 80 injured. Police say a woman sat on a bench for 45 minutes before walking away moments before the blast. A suspect has now been arrested. Kurdish separatists the first to be blamed, but ISIS has also staged attacks inside Turkey. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Kherson today, where Russian troops retreated last week. He sang the Ukrainian national anthem as the country's flag was hoisted. Here's CBS's Chris Livsay.
President Zelensky, is this the beginning of the end of the war?
We're ready for peace, but our peace for our country is all our country, all our territory. That's why we are fighting against Russian aggression.
For the people of Kherson, victory and freedom have never tasted so sweet. Once, they could be killed for singing the Ukrainian national anthem. Now, they can shout it.
Russians promise that they're here forever. They are lying. they are not here anymore.
The Russian retreat from the region was considered one of its most humiliating defeats since the war began.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Democrats will continue to control the Senate after a win in Nevada for Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and a tight race with her Republican challenger. Here's Linda Kenyon.
Thank you, Nevada.
Cortez Masto speaking to supporters. Her victory means Democrats will retain the majority in the U.S. Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN it's clear the Democrats were able to connect with the voters.
People over politics, lower cost, bigger paychecks, safer community. Served us well.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan on where his party may have gone wrong.
People who tried to relitigate the 2020 election and focused on conspiracy theories and talked about things the voters didn't care about, they were almost universally rejected.
There was a tragic accident at a Dallas air show over the weekend. Two World War II planes collided, as Chris Fox reports.
The NTSB's Michael Graham calls the investigation the beginning of a long process and a complicated one, as there were no black boxes or flight recorders on the vintage planes. At 1:15 Saturday afternoon, a B-17 Flying Fortress with a crew of five and a single-piloted P-63 King Cobra collided and crashed at the Wings Over Dallas Air Show.
A post-impact fire ensued. Five crew members of the B-17 and the pilot of the P-63 were fatally injured.
A preliminary report will take up to 6 weeks. Chris Fox for CBS News. Austin.
Victims of the Sandy Hook shooting can now visit the memorial in Newtown, Connecticut. WFSB-TV reporter Dylan Fearon has more.
The memorial to the 26 victims is peaceful and tranquil, secluded and serene. Just what Jenny Hubbard and other Sandy Hook parents and families were hoping for.
When you have a tragedy like Sandy Hook or any other tragedy that rocks any community, it's nice to have a place that marks that moment.
It'll be 10 years next month that Jenny's daughter, Catherine Hubbard, just six, was killed in the Sandy Hook shooting.
A stone path leads to a sycamore tree in the middle of a reflection pool. 26 wreaths float in the water, representing the 21st graders and six educators who were killed. Their names are engraved on the surrounding wall. Country star Dolly Parton has been rewarded for her good deeds with a $100 million prize from Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder.
Did you say $100 million?
I've always said I try to put my money where my heart is.
Parton says she'll do good things with the money.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
We're flocking back to the movies, and it was a blockbuster weekend for the nation's movie theaters. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
It was an amazing opening weekend for Wakanda Forever.
Do not call him General or King. They called him Kukulka.
The highly anticipated Disney and Marvel Studios film not only topped the box office, raking in $180 million, but also smashed the record for the biggest opener in the month of November. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
And after 4 years, the 2018 blockbuster book Where the Crawdads Sing is finally a movie. It's now streaming on Netflix. Reviewers say the film, produced by Reese Witherspoon, is mostly faithful to the book. 12 million copies were sold. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.